For years, I've been mispronouncing something that, when I was a child, was a big part of my game of life. And I'll bet I'm not the only one. Anybody who has played the game of Monopoly has more than likely drawn a card that instructs them to take a ride on the Reading Railroad. If you pass Go, collect $200. But a recent trip to Philadelphia taught me the correct way to pronounce R-E-A-D-I-N-G when you're referring to the historic train terminal and the equally historic produce market that's housed there. It's spelled Reading, but pronounced Reading, as any of the workers at the 80 or so independently owned market stalls will tell you. These folks provide an amazing variety of local and imported fresh foods, groceries, and prepared meals to over more than 100,000 daily visitors who are looking for something special and delicious. And that variety brought my husband and I back each morning during our stay in the city of brotherly love. We dipped Italian biscotti into mugs of freshly made coffee, checked out the fruits and vegetables from Pennsylvania farmlands and beyond, chose an item at a place that sold only cookbooks, indulged in ice cream made on site, sniffed the air filled with the smells of grilled sausages and Philly cheesesteaks, succumbed to the pleasures of hand-dipped chocolates, and wound up back at the Italian bakery where we bought pastries to bring back home. The market opened in 1892 and began providing good things to eat below the tracks of the new train shed that housed the Reading Railroad. At that time, it held nearly 800 spaces for vendors and was touted as the greatest food market in the world. Through the years, it thrived until 1971, when the train company went bankrupt, which brought on a decline that wound up with only 23 merchants in a once grand building that now had a leaky roof and multiple needs for repairs. But in the 1980s, a turnaround began that included recruiting new merchants, including a group of Amish shopkeepers. In 1984, trains stopped running to the station above the market, and the building was eventually sold to the Pennsylvania Convention Center Authority, who rebuilt the market to strict historic preservation standards that maintain historical integrity. Today, the Reading Terminal Market serves as a place to find personal neighborhood shopping right in the middle of a major city. Regulars meet for morning coffee, business lunches are common in the central seating area, and homeward bound commuters can pick up fresh produce or a fully cooked feast for dinner. Paired with a bottle of wine from a Pennsylvania winery, some cheeses from Lancaster County dairies, some locally produced honey, and a handmade tablecloth to serve it on, who could ask for anything more? Many of our High Plains places feature farmers markets throughout the summer, and they are usually well attended and supported by folks who enjoy fixing and eating fresh food. From mid-June through September, a wide variety of garden goodies are available at towns and cities across our broadcast area. Though these Midwest markets probably can't compare to the size and variety of the famous Reading Terminal Market, I'm sure they can borrow the motto of the historical fresh food emporium that boasts, "Something for everyone."